Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, Stone Guardian.
Stone Keeper. Gin Lovers is Rock Hell. Welcome to There's a Rock for That. Hello, everyone, and welcome to There's a Rock for That. We are barking mad today. No, we're not really mad. We're just barking. We've got dogs barking as our demonstration of how exciting this show can be. Even the dogs are freaking out suddenly. Anyways, I'm Mary Brown, your host, coming to you live from Amarillo, Texas, on this lovely Be Quiet Puppies Saturday. It's a Be Quiet Puppies Saturday. That's what, you know, who was it? W.C. Fields that said, never work with children or animals, right? Because they are always going to upstage you. But we are a show on the Psychic Talk Radio Network here, and we're sponsored by the Tarot Guild, the international organization for tarot lovers, students, and professional readers since 2004. And on this episode today, we're going to be just doing open lines all show long for the most part. And, you know, we'll have a few, you know, public service announcements. And we're also going to be talking about our featured crystal for today, manganocalcite, one of my favorites. You may not have heard of it, or maybe you have. If you have, you know, call in and tell us about your experiences with it, because, yes, we are a live call-in show. And the number to call is 714-816-4628. Again, that number is 714-816-4628. Remember to press the number 1 on your dial pad. That way we can find you on the switchboard, because that sort of raises your hand. And what else? What else? Oh, before I get started, I did want to mention, since we are sponsored by the Tarot Guild, that there is going to be a really cool Lenormand for Tarot Readers workshop available free to our premium members tomorrow afternoon. Go over to thetarotguild.com to get all the details. It's going to be a Zoom workshop facilitated in the premium members group. So if you haven't become a premium member, now's an excellent time to join and get in on the free workshop. That's going to be fun with Brenda Elizabeth, who we had on the Tarot Today radio show very recently. And that was a fun show. Be sure to check out all our shows in our archive on psychictalk.net. You go to psychictalk.net/upcoming, and you can see all of them listed there. I will, later in the show, about halfway through the show, I'll give you kind of a rundown of what all we have coming up this week. But today, yeah, we're going to be taking calls, lots of calls. There's probably still time to get in line in queue here. We're getting pretty filled up here already. So let's go ahead, and before we talk about manganocalcite and then start taking calls, I wanted to share with you the card of the day, and I intentionally chose the calcite card from the Eternal Crystals Oracle Cards, and you can see it posted almost every day. Not every day, but yeah, pretty much, you know, close to every day I post a card of the day on the Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group. We have a page and we have a group. Like the page, join the group, Psychic Talk Radio Network, I think is the full name on Facebook. We're easy to find. And I purposely chose the calcite card. I have a lot of crystal decks, crystal oracle decks, but I don't think I have one that actually has manganocalcite in it. I'll have to look, but I wasn't finding it. I wasn't finding it, or, oh, my God, these dogs are crazy. Hey, shush, shush. It's insane. It's insane here at the dog pound, apparently. No, I have two doggies, and, you know, it's a time of the year. You know, the doorbell rings. Somebody drops off a package. They drop something, you know, knock on the door, and, you know, the dog alarm. First alert system swings into full gear, and you hear that very deep baritone bark. That's actually my girl dog, Ethel. And then the little not so deep bark is Spencer, our Chihuahua mix. Yeah, that's him. Thank you, Spencer. Shout out to Spencer and Ethel. But anyways, I purposely chose the calcite card. Let me see if I can even get through this with all these dog barkings. And it's about calmness. Yes, it's about calmness. And nobody's getting the message over here, apparently. This is insane. This has never happened. Hey, stop it. The calcite card is... Okay, I just have to laugh here for a second. It will subside. It will subside. Spencer, please. The calcite card is a call to all of us, including the dogs out there, for calmness. And it is also, wait, I may have a solution. I may have a solution for this right now. They've never barked like this on the air before. Ah, but now we're going to just use our rattle and cleanse the air and bring in this sense of calm and quiet and non-barking dogs. Calm, quiet, non-barking dogs. See? And, you know, let me just share this tip. If you have a rattle or you have something, you can even put, like, I don't really like the idea of pennies in a coffee can because I think it's too harsh of a sound. Get a rattle, right, or a shaker. But sometimes when your dogs are barking like that out of control and you're doing a radio show, do something to disrupt it. And if you listen to this rattle, I don't know how this sounds on the air, but this is a very soft, gentle gourd rattle with little tiny seeds in it, and it kind of just distracts them, and I think it worked. So let me quickly tell you about the card of the day. Calcite can be used on any of the chakras. It works for all the chakras. Okay, we are going to be talking about the special version of it, Mangano calcite, which is also known as the Reiki stone. But calcite is a wonderful stone. It comes in a lot of colors. There's green calcite. There's orange calcite. There's even red calcite. There's all different blue calcite. You name it. There's all different colors of calcite, and it's just a really lovely stone. When you think of calcite, it isn't that difficult to also connect to the idea of calcium, right? They have the same beginning in the beginning of the words, right? And, you know, metaphysically, it is thought of to be helpful for strengthening your bones and your teeth and crystal healing. And, you know, the message today with the card is about calmness. You know, it's really about saying, like, hey, you know, it's time to calm down and go with the flow. Try not to fight against the flow of things. Take time to relax and recharge. Because, boy, howdy, we know there are times in life where it's so difficult to be calm. But it's important that we at least try to release any pent-up emotions that we have, any stress we're feeling, anger, all of that, you know. And it's okay to mention that we feel anger. Okay, you know, it's natural, but you don't want to hold it inside. You want to find a way to release it in a way that's going to be positive. Maybe find a creative outlet for pent-up emotions. Even do some good self-care, anything that's going to help you relax. Maybe burn your favorite incense or use essential oils or take a nice bath. you know, whatever is going to do it for you. You know, there's a lot of different ways to kind of relax and de-stress, and definitely you want to do that today. Do that today, do that this weekend, do it when you need it. And again, that card is posted in our Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group. It's from the Eternal Crystals Oracle Cards, with just, you know, lovely cards by Jade Sky with great artwork by Jane Marin. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about mangano calcite, and then we'll start taking calls. So mangano calcite is also known as manganoan calcite, and it's a manganese calcium carbonate mineral and a member of the calcite family. You know, its color can be anywhere from like light to dark pink, depending on the amount of manganese in it. Sometimes you'll see white inclusions of just white calcite in the crystal. Sometimes that'll even have like a little banding formation on it, you know, where it's got those lines, similar to what we see in agate. And it was first discovered in 1846 by A. Breithaupt in Banska Stepnica, really, Slovakia. And he named it in reference to the inclusion of manganese. So that's where the mangano or manganoan calcite comes from, that name. And so the thing that's really interesting is because he named it in reference to the inclusion of manganese, it sort of set up a debate regarding what was true mangano calcite compared to what was simply pink calcite. And eventually, agreement was reached, and 30% threshold of manganese carbonate within the crystal structure was established to really make it true mangano calcite. Ever. Here's what's happening. Right? Here's what's happening out there in the crystal world. Now, any type of pink calcite sold on the market today is often labeled mangano calcite. So it makes it very hard to know if you're getting true mangano calcite or if you're getting pink calcite, because they're labeling them all the same. And so you want to make sure, like I say often on the show, that you buy from a trusted source, you know. And, you know, one great way also is always to find out where it came from. That way you can better identify if it's authentic mangano calcite or not, because most mangano calcite on the market comes from either Romania, Peru, Bulgaria, Mexico, Madagascar, Russia, Australia, and Japan. So you go to get it and you ask where it's sourced from, and if it's not coming from one of those countries, then, you know, you might just be looking at pink calcite and not true mangano calcite. And so why does it matter, right? What's so special about it, you know? And again, you know, calcite in general, you know, is great for calming, relaxing. Mangano calcite is said to promote inner peace, compassion, pure love, joy, self-healing vibrations, right? And they think of it as a true healer of the heart. Because of its healing properties, that's why we call it the Reiki stone, because a great thing about it, if you are either getting a Reiki treatment or you're giving a Reiki treatment, mangano calcite can help facilitate it. And that's because it helps the person being open to receiving Reiki energy, and it helps the Reiki master or practitioner be able to be a clear conduit for Reiki energy to flow through them to the person that they're giving Reiki to. You know, because you have to think of it that way with the Reiki, that, you know, the biggest, greatest Reiki masters in the world, they're conduits. They're conduits, they're clear channels, they're letting the energy flow through them to help someone else. And, you know, and then there's self-Reiki too, where they, you know, And we'll talk about, you know, we'll talk about Reiki sometime. We'll have a Reiki episode. And another thing about mangano calcite is that use it with other stones. You know, I like to use crystals in combination a lot of times with other crystals. And you want to work with the other pink stones. Work with the pink tourmaline. Work with rose quartz, morganite, rhodochrosite, kunzite. You know, those are just some of the pink stones that are really great heart chakra stones. And what they do is, you know, a little bit different for each stone. You know, everybody brings something unique to the table. But that's a great way if you're, you know, look, when we talk about the heart chakra, we're not talking about doing heart surgery here, right? You know, we're not talking about that. We're talking about our feelings, our emotions, and that can include love, that can include grief, that can include sadness, that can include happiness. So all of those emotions, those big emotions with that we associate with the heart, you know, where we say like, my heart is breaking, or my heart is soaring, or that warms my heart. If you notice, you know, we have all these idioms in English, at least, that are connected to the heart. And so thus, a lot of these stones, you got to think like they're also connected to those ideas and to the heart chakra. And so that's it's a great way to reset your heart space is to bring in mangano calcite along with those other nice pink stones and really just, you know, center them on your heart chakra area and be, just relax, just lay down with the stones on top of you for like 5 minutes. You know, it's a great way to reset that heart space and help, you know, it's a really powerful practice, you know, because all those together radiate this sort of like really great wave of uplifting energy and can fill your aura with this really positive heart chakra energy. And crystal healing tip for today, there you go. Okay, so check out the card, check out mangano calcite. You know, what else can we say about it, you know, other than I think that it's really interesting that, you know, all these pink stones work differently. You know, like I said, they all bring something unique to the table. Mangano calcite seems to me like a particularly great stone for like a lot of people to be using right now because it also can help us to forgive, you know, to be better at forgiveness. It can help release our fear and our grief, things that we have trapped deep inside us from the past. So it's not like you look at it and you say like, oh, you know, well, I don't feel fearful or I'm not grieving anything. And yet at the same time, you kind of feel weird. It's always good to examine like whether or not there's something that might be kind of some baggage that we're carrying that we have tried to push aside or really push down and not let it affect us. And yet, you know, those kind of things still affect us. They just come out in kind of weird ways sometimes. So mangano calcite, if you're dealing with any of that that you feel might be like deep-seated fear or grief or trauma from the past, because it's a great stone to help get through traumas as well, mangano calcite is a really good one to start working with. Okay. All right. So there we go. That's our featured stone for the month of December. And let me take a quick look at the chat room here and see what, if anything, is going on. Let me just refresh the page here. Okay. I don't know. It doesn't want to refresh the page. Okay. All right. Moving along. We'll look in the chat room later again. Oh my gosh, what a wacky day today already. The dog's barking, the Wi-Fi doesn't want to cooperate. What is going on? Well, let's go ahead and take our first call and see what is going on out there. And we do free crystal mini readings on this show. So I'm either going to be using crystal dice or I might pull a crystal oracle card for you. Let's just see. But they're not, it's not like talking to an astrologer, okay? I'm not going to tell you all about your sign. It's not like talking to the I am a tarot reader, so I guess it's always going to be like talking to a tarot reader. But they're not the same as tarot readings. So the more questions that you can ask along the lines of like, what do I need to know about? Or you can ask for a general reading, or need more insight on blah, blah, blah. You know, asking timing questions for crystal readings, I don't know. I mean, I don't, though. We can look for timing clues, but it's really not the best. I always say, you know, if you want, you have a timing question, go to an astrologer, right? They're all about time and like, that's their thing. But we'll see, you know, we'll see what happens. So let's go ahead and take our first call, and this is area code 330. Caller, are you there? 330.
Yes.
Hi.
Yes, I am.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
Leslie from Manhattan, Kansas.
Leslie from Manhattan, Kansas. What do you want to talk about today, Leslie?
Yes, I just want you to know I'm still applying, and I've had several interviews, and I've accepted the fact that I didn't get the position, and now I'm getting in. I was down this week, and then I learned I'm going to have 5 interviews over the course of a week and a half, and one of them is in the state of Ohio. And one's here in the state of Kansas. Another one's in the state of Ohio. I got one in the state of Utah. Yeah. And where do you see my prospects at?
Right. Okay, so let's take a look at this. Let's do, you know, let's pull a card for each of those and let's see what looks the most likely. Since we've got like, kind of do a comparative spread here. So we've got one in Ohio, one in Kansas, and the other, did you say Utah? Where was the third one?
Yeah, I got one coming up. I got 4 interviews coming up next week. One here in Kansas, another in Northeast Ohio, 2 Thursday, that's one in Texas, one in Utah, and another one next Monday, week from Monday in Ohio.
Holy cow. Okay, I'm just going to go state by state. Pull the first card for Ohio, and then for Kansas, and then for Texas, and then did you say Utah? Why do I keep thinking you said Utah? Did you say Utah?
Yes.
Okay. Last one for Utah. Okay, and then we can kind of break it down from there, but let's just see generally how does this go. Ohio, petrified wood ancestors, do you have a connection to Ohio, like family connection that you know of?
Yes, I do. I have direct family that live in Northeast Ohio.
Oh, wow. That's wild. Okay. So, let me wrap my head around that in a minute. Okay, let's look at Kansas. What did we get? Opal. And the other one is Texas. Okay. And then Utah. Wow. You know, Ohio is just like standing out to me. Like in a big way. And let me just take a look at Ohio here real quick because it is just like, wow. And you have two different, is it with two different companies that you're interviewing in Ohio?
Two different universities.
Okay. All right. So Well, okay. That looks good. There's more stability in some way for you in Ohio. I mean, I know you said that, you know, the family connection, and it does, you know, indicate that with the ancestor card as well on Ohio. But there's just something, you know, the 3 and 4s come up here, and especially, you know, that's interesting, the heart chakra, the amethyst, in the sense of stability with that 4, with the red jasper. You know, I feel like Ohio is the one that's really, really, really standing out. And the other thing that comes up with that is that, you know, this isn't just about a job, you know. It doesn't look like it's just about a job. It also looks like this is also a kind of a reset for you. You know, sure, new job and moving and all of that is always going to be a bit of a reset, but like on the heart level. And also when it feels like to a sense of, you know, just feeling like belonging, not belonging, maybe that's not the right word, but Ohio seems to be the one that's like really shining the brightest out of all these choices and all these interviews that you have going on.
Yeah. As I've been looking to move back to Ohio for at least 2 years now.
So you want to go there too. That helps.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay. And then was there anything else you wanted to look at with this, since you've got kind of two things going on in Ohio?
Yeah. If I'm successful in either or both interviews, do you see a potential author coming before the holidays or after the holidays?
Before or after? Before or after? Okay, let's take a look at that. Would it be before the holidays or after the holidays? And I actually am one of those readers that love doing either or questions because I can, you know, compare. So before or after the holidays? So when we look at before and we look at after, it looks like after was when the offer would be, when you'd get the offer.
Yes, I understand.
Yeah, at least after the 25th.
Yeah, because all the institutions will be closed during the holiday season so that everyone can be with their families.
Right. So that makes sense. But, yeah, the good news is, though, it makes it look like you're really getting an offer, you know. Yeah, that's going to be great because that is what you want, right? To go to Ohio and to start, you know, the next chapter. And I think that, you know, this looks good, you know, and sometimes, you know, you've been kind of trying to make this happen for the last couple of years, you know, and sometimes we can get discouraged when it takes that long, but often, even though it's not on our timetable, it's really happening at the right time. So it's something to keep in mind about that. You know, we want things, you know, like we want instant gratification, right? We all do. It's like, yeah, can this just happen now and easy and it's done? But yeah, we benefit sometimes from what we perceive to be delays. So try not to see it in that way and see it more in something that's happening in perfect timing for you. Okay? Thanks for calling.
Okay. Thank you very much, buddy. If I don't talk to you again, you have a great holiday season.
Oh, you too. Take care. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, that was super cool. And how many exciting prospects is that? 4 interviews coming up, all kinds of cool stuff going on. Okay, so let's go ahead and see who is next here on the switchboard, and it is area code 520. Area code 520, caller, are you there? Hello? 520. Zero, back on hold. And we're going to try the next one, which is 352. Area code 352, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, hello. This is Joanna from Florida.
Joanna from Florida, how are you today?
Oh, I desperately am looking for some guidance and insight. I'd like some insight into, I was with my partner for 2.5 years, and we lived together for over 7 months. A lot of trauma happened in the household, and I'll just say that it led to him being incarcerated, and he just got out, and as soon as he got out, he was seeking to move to another city. He got a lengthy, you know, probation and whatnot, so I'm hoping there won't be any more issues. I don't know if you see a move for him to another city, so I'm just, you know, looking for some insight into all of that, basically.
Right, right. So why don't we look at this from the perspective of, like, what do you need to know? Like, what do you need to be aware of with all this? Okay.
Yes.
All right, so let's take a look at this. Okay. I'm just going to look at the stones here for a second, and we're going to pull a card for you, too, from the Crystal Medicine Oracle, because any time that we have had, you know, that those kind of experiences, you know, that have been traumatic for us and that, you know, really sort of impact our sense of safety and security, right? That comes up here. I'm not seeing that you have to worry about anything, okay? Like going forward. So that's good to know. Whatever you can do to clear this energy, though. A lot of things happened at your house, right? Where you are now.
And so
have you done any cleansing energetically of your space?
Not yet. I was going to. I have not done it as of yet, but I had planned to.
Do that. Let's try and get some crystal energy in there too, because that helps lift the vibration and helps cleanse the energy of the space too. You can sage. You can use.
Yes, use sage, exactly. Yes.
Yeah, you can use essential oils. And really what you want to do is, sounds like you know how to cleanse your space, so that's good.
Yeah.
But what you want to make sure you don't do is just cleanse it and leave it at that. You know, you don't want just empty space, you know, energetically. You want to put in the positive vibes, the positive energy. So fresh flowers, the flower market these days is kind of crazy. Maybe a nice little plant, you know, that you feel connected to.
Yes.
What were you going to say? You were going to say something, and I said plant.
Yes, because as well, with everything that happened, I lost my job and it put my housing at risk. So, like, December is going to be a really exciting month of, you know, what's going to be going on with my housing and whatnot. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. There. You know. So that's another reason to do it too. To just do what you can energetically, as well as what you can do on the practical level too. When it comes to seeing what you can do about with securing that more, since it feels up in the air. You know. Do you have any support from family?
I have a very, very good support group here with organizations and spiritual, and his family has been incredibly supportive and loving to me. So I have a very good support group.
Okay, good. You know, because there's nothing wrong with asking for help. I mean, all of this put you in a really bad position. Okay.
Exactly.
You know? And
yes.
As much as, you know, it's good that he's, you know, going to get out of town and out of your hair, and it sounds like with the support coming from his family, they're going to be helpful in making sure he stays out of your hair. You need like a hug. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
You just need a big hug. I'm giving you a big virtual hug. But yeah, you know.
God bless you. I'm sorry. Sorry, hon. And the only other thing is, can you see some insight into whether or not there will be a move to another town for him? I mean, he literally just got out a few days ago, and I'm like thinking, how are they even going to prove that when he just got out, you know?
Right.
He wants to move in like a week, and I'm like, I don't know how he thinks that's possible. Yes.
Right. Right. You're not engaging with him too much, right?
No. What happened? I'll tell you what happened was after we went to court the last time, and after he took the plea, then he told the judge that he wanted to come home, but that's not what it was. I found out from his relatives. He wanted to regain his home is what he wanted to do. And because everybody's like, no, you know, don't do that. But I didn't find out until after the fact. So it was a good thing. I did not let him back. So definitely.
Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah.
No contact. Yes.
Okay, good. You know, because sometimes, you know, that temptation is there to say something more.
Yes.
And, like, we don't need to. It's like, right,
right,
you know.
Right. Exactly,
right.
Write
it down. Write it in a letter and then burn it, you know.
Yeah.
Let me say, you know. But yeah, you know, that's mainly what the cards are saying is, like, you know, you need to be open to, you know, getting that help and support. You got a good support thing. You need a hug. You need a hug, and you need to cleanse your space and then fill it with positive, you know.
Yes.
So, and, you know, positive can be like, you know, maybe a you know, different kind of incense. So maybe you cleanse it with sage, and then maybe use jasmine or use an essential oil spray or something that is going to raise your vibration. Palo Santo, if you have any Palo Santo wood around, you know, something that gives you that higher level, because that will help lift that traumatic imprint from your space.
Right.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm feeling. It's like a traumatic imprint.
I definitely still feel it. Yes, exactly. I do. Yeah.
Was there anything damaged in your space that you recall?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And have you discarded the remains of anything that was damaged?
Like one more item that hasn't been discarded. But pretty much everything else has been, or there's, you know, he still has not to get his belongings.
So his belongings are still there, right?
So in other words, right, that's what was upsetting me as well. A friend of his came and got the truck, his vehicle still up front. It was supposed to be arranged a third party, and they never did that. They just came and got that. But with this, everything he owns is still here. So we're still not resolved with that, right?
You know, there's that's what's anchoring it.
Yeah.
That's what's anchoring traumatic imprint and everything. If, you know, if his family's so helpful, maybe they can help, like, it, you know, get that out of there.
Right.
You know, it's hard. It's like the elephant in the room, you know?
Exactly.
So we, you know, see what you can do to work on those things. And I think that you're going to see, you know, a positive shift and, you know, because it's very hard. Look, there's a lot of things that you could do, try to deal with, you know, the experience that you had and to release any of that and to release any, you know, mangano calcite is a great stone, by the way. We were talking about like these deep-seated feelings. But look, you know, you could do all of that, but that's going to be really hard to make that big shift if you've got all of that traumatic imprint anchored by his belongings still being there. You know, it's like fighting, you know, it's like fighting against the current in a sense, you know.
Yes.
So you don't want to do that. We want to get positive flowing energy in there and be able to go with that flow instead of fight against the current of that traumatic imprint. Okay.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
And I do get the sense that he's going to be moving to a different town, you know, pretty shortly.
Really?
It may not be until after the holidays.
Okay.
You know, I don't think it's going to be in a week, you know, could be, but I get the feeling like he knows himself got to move.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Yeah. He needs to, you know, move it along and try to hit the reset button and try and get on the right track again.
Exactly.
You know, he's got his own demons to battle. All right. For sure.
Yes. Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So I hope that helped you. Thanks for calling.
Blessings. Thank you so
much. All this.
Yes, I was going to say, thank you. I'm sorry. Happy holidays and happy New Year. Thank you. God bless you for everything. Thank you so much for that.
Oh, thank you, too. Same to you. Have a great holiday. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, now we are already past the bottom of the hour here. So real quickly before we get back to the phone lines, I'm going to let you know what is coming up on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. And here is our lineup for this week. The next show is going to be on Monday, December 6th at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. It's the Wisdom of the Soul show with your host, Janice Fuchs. And then also on Monday, December 6th at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, it's Spiritual Guidance Radio with Angelic Channel and Healer, Catherine Hahn. And she's going to be doing free on-air guidance. So I will try to get to all of these calls right now, everybody waiting on hold. I'm going to try to get to all of you. But if I don't get to you, definitely call into Catherine's show. Again, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, because she's going to be giving on-air guidance as well. And then I will be back next Saturday, December 11th, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, for the Tarot Today radio show with my co-host Dax Carlisle. We're going to be talking about the Tarot Disassembled deck with special guest, the creator of that deck, Jennifer Cooper Stidley. And we will also be taking your calls for free tarot mini readings. And then Sunday, December 12th at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, it's the Magic Universe show with your host, Sharona Rapsick, and it's going to be a really great show. She's going to have on the one and only Paulina Fay, a.k.a. Paulina Cassidy, creator of the Paulina Tarot Deck, the Joie de Vivre Tarot Deck, the Spirit Song Tarot Deck, so many cool Oracle decks, and she's got a new deck that's absolutely gorgeous. That's out now, I believe, called the Phantasma Tarot. So you don't want to miss that next Sunday, December 12th at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And that is what's coming up on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. You can find all of those shows listed by going to psychictalk.net/upcoming. And also, just want to mention real quickly once again, don't forget if you are a premium member of the Tarot Guild, or if you're not, you might want to become a premium member of the Tarot Guild because it's only $12 a year, $1 a month. There's going to be a free Zoom workshop for tarot readers using Lenormand. Brenda Elizabeth, creator of like four different Lenormand decks and a previous guest on our show here quite recently, is going to be giving a free workshop on, you know, specifically for tarot readers, how to work with the Lennies, the Lenormand cards, or Lenormand, however you like to pronounce them. And okay, I am looking here now in the chat room once again. Oh my gosh, people have been like talking, and I missed it. We've got, hey, everybody in the chat room. We've got Charlotte, Jason, Sharona, Dax, blah, blah, blah. Hello, everybody. All right, so let's go ahead and take some more calls here and see what is going on. Who's who? Who's what? What do they want to talk about? Our next call, we're going to try this 520 line again. Area code 520, caller, are you there? Hello? Hello? No. Okay, 520, I'm putting you back on hold. We'll try to circle back to you later. In the meantime, though, let's take a look at, oh my goodness, who is next here? It looks like the next one is area code 415. Area code 415, caller, are you there?
Hello, yes.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Catherine from Washington.
Catherine from Washington, what did you want to talk about today, Catherine?
I would like a reading. I kind of have a little winter blues today. I moved, and it's a lot darker. You know, I moved north, and it gets dark. Start getting dark around 3 o'clock. You know, 3:30.
Oh my gosh!
And it's affected me a lot more than I thought I would.
Than you imagine.
But other than
yeah.
Yeah, but other than that, it's just kind of, you know, the honeymoon has worn off, and now I'm like, now what have I done? Yeah, I mean, I do believe I made it the right move. I mean, I've never gone that far,
right.
But I'm like, you know, I just haven't really met a group of people yet, and now it's just getting kind of getting old.
It's a bummer. Right. It's becoming a bummer.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. I get it. Yeah, you haven't found your tribe, right? You know,
right.
that's the thing, and it's always, yeah, sometimes it takes a little while longer. I do feel like you are in the right place, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the thing. It just hasn't, like, turned on yet, you know?
No.
You made the right move, and it's like, okay, activate. You know, like, why isn't
Thank
it
you.
Activating?
like you said that earlier, you know, just, it can just all happen at the same time. The right friends and the right job, and snap my fingers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So let's see what comes up for you. You know, when I roll the crystal dice, it just really looks like you are in the right place. You know, there's an emphasis on creativity, too. It's like, okay, let's start getting creative here. And,
sure.
You know, it's like you just moved there, right? And now the holidays are coming up. So it's maybe that's where the creativity comes into place, is taking a creative approach to the holidays this year. They're going to be a little different, right? And the other,
well, I think
the
I
other
need
thing...
to do that every day. I started a, you know, smash book. Have you heard of the Cosmic Smash Book? And you just do a little art and writing every day. It's great. I took some classes earlier and kind of make your own, like journaling with watercolors and writing at the same time. And it's
wow.
a very cool program. Yeah.
That sounds awesome. That sounds awesome.
But
okay,
it,
okay.
Yeah. So, yeah,
so,
I need to
so
you, make a habit.
You
yeah,
need to
I,
make,
like, the classes
yeah,
help
make
me.
Time for
the
it.
The classes help me. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay, that's why this creativity thing is so
and
strong with you.
And, yeah, I need to do it every day, and I want it. I don't want to, it's taking me longer to figure out because I don't want to do the same job as before. So how do I start?
So you're looking for a kind of a career shift to like
very
a different
much.
Sector.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe
what about
the things that I did, you know, like for the last 10 years, I've been in events, special events,
mm-hmm.
and it can get very cutthroat, and it a lot of it is
yeah.
just about money. Yeah.
Sure.
Money and dealing with uber wealthy people and things like that. So,
oh yeah,
I want to go back to
reality.
I've worked with nonprofits before. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, you know. Okay, can I deal with people
yeah.
that live on the same planet I do?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and look, you know, so I feel like, you know, that, you know, you're on the right path here, you know, with a lot of this. And the biggest thing that I see with this is that, like, your biggest enemy is going to be self-doubt, you know?
Yeah.
That's really, like, the biggest challenge with all of this. And really, you know, don't talk yourself out of things that you feel an initial excitement and curiosity and interest, you know, for. It's saying, like, follow that energy, follow that creative energy. And when you're thinking of, like, okay, how do I make this shift? What? How do I get out of, you know, doing this and maybe back into the nonprofit sector,
yeah.
right? What is really going to be something that I want to do? Because you dedicate yourself when you work, you know, and that is like it's like the vibe I get is like it's got to be worthwhile, you know, and so. All of that is good. It's just like even if you find yourself in like kind of, you know, a little bit of uncharted territory with some of the things that you're looking at doing or encountering, you know, don't let that doubt destroy, you know, your excitement about it. And that's just like the main thing that is coming up here in the cards.
Okay.
Like that's the only thing that's really going to, you know, get in her way.
Or make it longer, take longer, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, delay, and also, you know, sometimes we can doubt our way out of an opportunity that's being, like, handed to us, you know, that's like, here,
yeah.
here it is. And it's like, I don't know, I don't know. And we can kind of, you know, do that. So I'm saying, like, don't do that. Yeah, get back into being creative because it's not, you know, smash book, is that what it's called? It sounds really cool.
Yes.
You know, sometimes when we're doing that, working creatively like that, it does have an impact on other aspects of our life.
Yeah.
Because it does
right.
raise our energy. It opens up, you know, gets the synapses firing and the neurons flowing. And, you know, it can really have a great impact on us, like just overall. In
yes,
how
right.
we are feeling. It's a great,
mm-hmm.
yes, it could be very helpful with this sort of winter bluesy, you know, seasonal kind of thing that you're
mm-hmm.
feeling. And bring the light in, since it gets dark there much earlier than you're
yeah.
used to, bring the light in to your space in ways that make it cozy. make it cozy. You know, maybe
right.
maybe like a, you know, this is a crystal show, so, you know, salt lamps are like a favorite.
Right.
You know, it you can, and they have like interesting, you know, shapes. You could get like the nice soft orange color of the salt crystal halite. That, you know, candles, of course, you know, you don't want to let them blow in the wind, you know, of course, you know, candle safety tips, but whatever they are. But, you know, but even like essential oils, you know, too, you know, maybe like use a diffuser, things that are going to kind of bring that, you know, sense of light and coziness into your own space, so you don't have to be bummed out by the fact that it's not even dinner time and it looks like it's the middle of the night, you know?
Yeah, it is. First pitch black.
Yeah, have
and
some
I was thinking
fun
of,
with it.
Of carnelian. Mm-hmm. I like carnelian. Are there
love
any other
carnelian.
Stones that kind of
love.
Bring in light?
Yeah. Carnelian is really interesting. Now, okay, so, you know, it's kind of interesting. Like, why in particular carnelian? I'm always interested when somebody already has an idea. Like, what is it about carnelian that you're feeling is going to be helpful?
I feel warmth.
Yeah.
I feel energy, but it's like a gold, you know, obviously the color. It's a golden energy. It's not a really high,
get that
bright energy.
Yeah,
it's a nice, yeah.
It's got that, you know, orangey color.
Yeah.
It can be kind of, but that's it. You know, it's so full of vitality, and you know, on the energetic level, you know, when we talk about the meanings of stones or metaphysical properties of stones. Carnelian is really interesting because it, one of the things it's said to stimulate the metabolism. Okay.
Oh, wow.
So that's an interesting connection to me that you would feel drawn to carnelian. We always need to pay attention to what stones are drawing us, even if we don't know why. And you're feeling this winter blue thing. Could metabolism be an aspect of that, I wonder? I wonder.
Yeah,
just throwing it out
I
there.
I have a no. Yeah, 100%. You caught that. I have a thyroid too. I have a slow thyroid.
There we go. There we go. And
yeah.
So, you know, it's all sort of connected. Definitely, you know, work with carnelian. That's a wonderful stone. And you know, there's like more reddish carnelian. There's more pinkish carnelian. Which it doesn't matter. It's like whichever one is just sort of like, that's it. That's the one I like, you know. That's going to be helpful. And then also, you know, I would look at, you know, it's kind of funny, but it just, I don't even, like, this is a weird message from the Crystal Kingdom I'm getting. She needs to find her kind of blue. You need to find your kind of blue. The winter blue is not your kind of blue, but there's going to be a stone that is. It could be like blue lace agate, you know, or, you know, maybe, because
okay.
that's a lovely stone, but there's something about finding your kind of blue. What is it? That's a my kind of blue. Wasn't that Miles Davis album? I don't know.
Yeah,
I think so.
It is.
Right?
Yeah.
Play a little Miles Davis, too. Maybe there's a reason, you know, that's being said. But, you know, do all of these things to kind of, one, make you feel more at home. So when you do find your tribe, they're going to walk into your space and be like, wow, this is a great, this is perfect. This is, we want to hang out, you know, that kind of thing. And also act like they're already there. Act like you've already met the people. And what I mean about that is, like, it's hard sometimes to even talk about these things, but I think, and I feel like I've seen all these examples of just in life, of how we often are on the same wavelength with people that we then later meet, and it's like, oh, my gosh, it's like, I can't believe we haven't known each other our whole life. You know, I feel
oh,
like
yeah. The 1 degree of separation kind of thing.
Yeah. And I feel like there's some, you know, there's already like the energy is outflowing, saying like, she's here, you know, and you guys just haven't connected yet. You know, I think that's all it is. It's just timing. It's just a matter of timing. But in the meantime, yeah, do the smash book. I got to look that up. It's so fun.
Yeah, yeah.
But do that. Bring the light in. Definitely work with carnelian and find your kind of blue. And maybe play a little Miles Davis, too. Why not?
Yeah, I do love that kind of light. Blue, you know, like
yeah,
that you think
blue
about
lace
the
agate
snow color,
yeah,
like
oh, yeah,
like
yeah,
blue
and
oh, I don't think I have that. So I like,
yeah, it's really great. It's a great throat chakra stone as well, and it's got this really nice, like gentle energy to it. It's really good to help us, you know, in speaking our truth, sure, but also. It, like, gives us a gift of gab so that when we're interviewing or we're connecting with people, it's just smooth. We're just a smooth-talking, blue-loosed agate gal, you know? And it's going to work. It's gonna really be helpful to you. So I hope that helps. Thanks so much for calling in to the show. Have
a great
weekend.
I feel
good.
A little energized.
Yes. Well, I, you know, that's what we're here for. That's what I'm here for. And, you know, and that's the thing. It's like we've got to kind of, we got to do a lot to raise our own vibration and stuff. But I think, you know, being able to get together on this radio show and, you know, and other radio shows that we have on the network is also like helpful for raising our vibration too. You know, we want to get the ball rolling so then you can take it and run with it and score a touchdown. Okay.
Yes. Thank you. I'll pick it up.
Awesome. Okay. You have a great weekend.
All right. I'll keep listening. Thank you. You too.
Awesome. Bye-bye. Well, we have blown past the end of the show already, and I want to thank everybody who called in today. It was wonderful connecting with you all. I want to thank everyone who was listening and playing along in the chat room, and those that will listen later in archive. Don't forget about the Lenny Workshop for Premium Tarot Guild members tomorrow afternoon. Go to thetarotguild.com to check that out. Don't forget to call in. If I didn't get to your call today, call in on Monday Thryn's show. And again, you can find all our shows listed by going to psychictalk.net/upcoming. I will be back next Saturday with Dax Carlisle on the Tarot Today radio show. We'll be taking calls then as well. Thank you all. Have a totally awesome weekend. Bye-bye, everybody.